Oh, right. Marvelous day. It was President's Day. It was time with Lisa. That was nice. I guess the other thing is done, though. Just go out the cigarette butts out of the front yard. We had cleaned out the chimney. But in the fireplace, got way funny paper. And all the asses out on the lawn. I don't even know if that's a good idea in this area. We don't have, I think, the things that you would do. But they would say, well, that's a really good idea to do. I don't think this might not even be relevant here. But that's okay. We have to do something with it, and that's what we did. And it looks all those things. Somebody had been using the fireplace as their ashtray. So, I said, yes, they picked all those out. Didn't really want to dig that stuff in particular. So I did that. Took some weeds. Cleaned up some junk. Didn't take very long. I was not there very long at all. But anyway, we're going to break down about half our front yard into a garden. So, taking care of that. This morning I got up early, about 2:30, and started working on kind of a theme. I'll do book edits, honestly. Most of my books are not long enough to qualify for it. But working on one. The whole premise of the idea is that used to be people could just do the normal everyday actions of life would take care of a lot of really necessary things for the furtherance of society. Get married, have children, go out and work, perhaps even get some education, so you can get better service for divorce perhaps. All kinds of things of this elk. And I just get the impression that you really didn't have too much thought. I mean, I didn't. But I decided to start doing the things I was doing. I'm from Eastern New Mexico here, which I'll freely admit is probably about 20 or 30 years behind the social curve. We have television. We see what happens in other places. I think there might be a little bit of that going on around here, but very, very little. This is the place that smells mid-60s. Into the early 70s, for the most part. We're older, by and large. More gentrified areas. Losing population. Anyway. So the world that I grew up in, I was just basically following the plan for what a decent person was supposed to do. You know? So I interjected some Mormon stuff, because I am Mormon, so there was a mission shoved in there after high school. Did a little bit of college, not much at all. And went off on my mission. Came home, got married, and proceeded to immediately start having children. You know, not an impressive person at all. The job I got when I got home from my mission was at McDonald's for a few takes. So, maybe I have a different perspective than a lot of, I put in air quotes, modern people have. A lot of whom have cast away traditionalism. Embraced a whole lot of concepts and ideas, attitudes that their parents probably struggle mightily with, that their grandparents would have beat them senseless for even uttering, probably. I've been writing this booklet. It's on the necessity of purpose. That in past generations, you mostly did what society needed because that's just what people did. You would almost do it without even thinking about it. You didn't even have to consciously give it a thought. Oh, I need to get married because this is important, you know. Children need a mother and a father. Nobody thought along those lines. At least not very many people did. You know, having a lot of children wasn't frowned upon. Having children wasn't frowned upon. It was what you were expected to do. You know. You weren't a man if you didn't choose this route. You were a vagrant. You were a bum. It's funny now, because that attitude is totally gone. You know, if you don't have children, you must be some intelligent person. Interesting how that flips off in just a matter of a couple of generations. I'm a believer that traditional ideas that have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, have more value. Now, I haven't come... I'm not doing it because it's what my grandparents told me to do or something like that. I was just as much a rebel against previous generations as a lot of people. In fact, for where I'm from, I am considered to be an incredibly progressive person. My paternal grandparents, who were staunch Republicans, not knowing much about me except the occasional family newsletter, thought that I was a raving liberal. and I mean, a leftist. and I'm not. I don't know how conservative I've grown over time, perhaps, quite a bit. I'm not sure. I don't really go back and read my old stuff, honestly. I don't fact check myself. If other people want to someday, I guess that'll mean that I'm somebody worth paying attention to if people fact check me. Woo! Take that as a great compliment that anybody would care what I've said in the past. Checking against what I say now. Finding those inaccuracies, those flip-flops, those changes. And you go, yeah, I imagine I got older. I'm a little wiser. The man who was who I consider my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, he was probably one of the most level-headed people I've ever known. And he didn't like complications as far as I recall. I don't consider him to be a complicated thinker, nor do he need to be. Very straightforward, very religious, I never considered him a simple man, but he had a simple common sense and logic, and I didn't really comprehend it or really appreciate it at the time. I think I'm getting better with it, because I would have, I probably would have progressed further. Not that I am unhappy with the course I took, but I probably would have gotten to where I am now 20 years earlier. If I would have just followed his really just dog simple advice, which is follow the money. If you have any interest in computers, he said graphic computers. There's tons of money to be made in computers. By golly. It's not hard to see. It wasn't hard to see at all. He saw it and he said it. And I was going, no. You know, other things are more important. I guess that's essentially true. Anyway, so now I'm writing this little pamphlet because now I think we have to be so much more purposeful about what we do. Society, or what passes for society now, is not really interested in society continuation. You know, the calls for militant anything goes. You know, many of these ideas, the aggrandizement of the gay lifestyle, the embracing of transgenderism, these are things that aren't going to improve society at all. In my estimation. I also think that if we take the time to coddle it, to let it grow so we can study it and make a real application of whether it's good or not, then it's like a virus. It's like somebody has a deadly virus, but we kind of want to see if it's really a problem or not. You know, science wants to be able to study it longitudinally, and you're going to see a lot of death and carnage while we all kind of figure out whether this is really a bad thing. My old religious tradition soundly put it down. I know that it's very fashionable these days to ignore religion as being some kind of, you know, horrible straitjacket on the kind of fun that we would like to have. I've gotten to the point to where I've seen so much value from the religious life that I'm not gonna spend too much time trying to poke at every corner of it, question it constantly. Says, well, it was right about this, but you know, it may not be right about that. And you go, you know, I've seen it be right often enough, but I'm just willing to take basic word for it that it's just right all over. I don't know anything about Islam. I cannot make a value judgment about it. Other people who do know it have called it into question, but tons of people call my religion into question too. And, I don't know. Why your fruits? You shall know them. So, anyway. So I'm writing on that one. The current thing is about family. I was trying to be humorous at first. I usually drop most of the humor. Let it go. It ends up trying to be too cute. This is the mark. So I throw off the fun with cute stuff and just go straight for what I'm trying to say. Is it good book writing? Absolutely not. I should write a book. I repeat the same thing over and over again, 20 different ways. Takes a look at lost statistics. Grateful for people who do that. I don't. I am not an empiricist particularly. I am an intuitive person, which means I may touch chords in other people who tend to intuit things. My leftist friends are about the same elk. I have to be honest and say, so you have to appeal to them on a more emotional level, maybe. So, I guess I'm far more about risk. It's a lot cheaper and faster. Trying to do these complicated studies, nothing's time for.